Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode 123. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we are talking all about algorithms. Now, I know these can seem quite mysterious, and they really are, but there are certain things we've been able to figure out when it comes to algorithms, and in this episode, we'll be giving you everything you need to know in a guide to decoding them for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
You know I love a good mystery, Haley. Let's kick it off. As many of us have come to realize, social media algorithms play a very important role in how we as marketers and business owners are able to make an impact online. Algorithms are often difficult to understand, but they are always on, and we need to learn to work with them and not against them if we'd like to succeed.
When you think of it, for many of us, the way that we are discovering news and information is coming directly from these algorithms. When we use Google or any of the social sites like Facebook and Twitter, there's always an algorithm involved.
Luckily for us, big social networking sites do share updates on what their algorithm prioritizes. Facebook has shared in the past that meaningful conversations are most powerful on the platform, and LinkedIn is looking to status updates from the professional users on the site that share more openly.
The overall trend we've been seeing as we research this episode is that social networks are prioritizing real connection between their users, and that knowledge can truly help us make a big impact online. For example, influencer marketing has been doing really well for this reason, as has user-generated content, because they're both types of content that connect people really well.
There's a clear shift away from promotion and building purely a following on social media to now creating a community. And so today we'll be looking at things we know about algorithms for all four of the major social media networks.
First up is the biggest social network on the block, Facebook. Let's start with what we know about the algorithm. We already mentioned that meaningful interactions are a priority for Facebook. This means that they look for content that creates interactions between friends and family, your friends on Facebook. These interactions can be things like a person commenting or liking another person's photo or status update, a person reacting to a post from a publisher or brand that a friend has shared, and multiple people replying to each other's comments on a video that they watched or an article that they read in the newsfeed.
It also includes when someone shares a link over Messenger, believe it or not, to start a conversation with a friend or group of friends, and that link ends up prioritized in the algorithm after that, so it goes pretty deep. The overall theme that we've mentioned so far is that Facebook wants content to create more conversations, and if your content is doing that between friends and family on Facebook, then it will do better in the algorithm, so a pretty simple formula here. But what's interesting is that the length of comments on posts also have weight. Long-form comments on a post help that post to receive higher weighting in the algorithm.
And while more engagement on your content means it will be ranked higher, the tricky thing is that if you ask for that engagement, if you're asking people to like, comment, or share your post, that makes the algorithm mark your content down. So that does not help your case here. The other thing about your content is that Facebook prefers native content over content that will take a user to another site. So they prefer when you would write something and post on Facebook with an image, for example, then link back to your own site, which does make sense because they're trying to keep people on Facebook.
Right. We've been talking about that for a while, right, Haley? It's like create content for social, not create content for your website. So yeah, just a little something to keep in mind there. And the other thing is that your credibility as a brand page affects your ranking. So make sure that you are, you know, you're keeping posting consistently and you have all the information about your page filled out. Seems pretty simple. And finally, we've talked about this before, but when you post to Facebook, they show your post to a small group of users at first to see how it holds up for engagement before, obviously, they show it to a larger group in the future.
Well, that's a lot about the Facebook algorithm. So now we aren't going to just leave you with only this knowledge. We're also going to go through a few changes that you can make to your Facebook marketing right now. And this will be especially useful now that you know more about the algorithm. So you might have figured this out, but your new priority on Facebook is creating conversation for the people that you're trying to reach. It's not about you. It's about creating a place for your audience to communicate with each other.
And along those same lines, remember to be extra conscious with your content. Avoid asking people to like it. And remember that Facebook prefers native content, so use links back to your own site sparingly. And if you keep these things in mind, post consistently and keep your profile up to date, we have full confidence that you'll be staying on the right side of Facebook's algorithm.
Next up is Twitter, and I love Twitter. And if you use it, you know that there are three different sections and they play a role in how your tweets will be categorized on Twitter. So let's talk about those. The sections are ranked tweets, which are recent and relevant. There's In Case You Missed It, which is for older but still relevant and more popular tweets. And then the remaining tweets are in reverse chronological order.
Now, the tricky thing is that users can choose to remove the feature to have Twitter show them the best tweets first, which means their timeline is simply in reverse chronological order. That was a recent change we talked about this year in 2018. For this reason, one of the main things we know about Twitter's algorithm is that timing is critical. If you time your tweet properly and it gets engagement soon after being shared, similar to Facebook, then it is more likely to be seen by others.
We have a few other things that are quite similar to Facebook too, so I'll go over these really quickly because we did just talk about them. Your tweets are going to be served to a smaller group of users first. Engagement is key. Likes, replies, and retweets, they weigh heavily in the algorithm, and so does native content. And then finally, credibility again. Make sure that your profile is filled out and that you're a credible person on Twitter.
You know, I'm sensing a theme here, Haley. It seems like content is the number one factor, but that's more for later. How a user engages on Twitter also impacts the algorithm. Users see more from the people they already engage with, and if they spend time reading a tweet or on someone's profile, then of course they'll see that even if they don't engage with it. So Twitter is taking all those in consideration. Now, this information gives us so many ideas for how we can be better marketers on Twitter. To start, timing is important, like we talked about. You should be aiming to tweet when your audience is online. And if you aren't online at the time, then it's really easy to schedule a tweet for them.
The next thing is to take advantage of the fact that users see more from people they engage with and engage with your own audience. Be a member of the community and interact with others. And then Twitter's algorithm will start placing your tweets in other people's timelines so long as they're following you.
Right. And I think that's one thing that we don't talk about a lot, Haley, right? It's like commenting and talking to your followers and not just like blasting your message out.
Yeah, engagement is so key. I feel like we do talk a lot about content and strategy, but engagement is like this whole other part of it that is really important.
Exactly. Like I'll notice whenever someone tweets and I respond to their comment, then I'll see their tweet later on after they tweet again, right? So just a little tip there. And just like on Facebook, make sure your profile is all filled out and up to date on Twitter to help with your credibility. Also avoid posting broken links and remember to be a human. Tweeting every minute will get you flagged as a bot in no time. And finally, stay consistent, but don't spam, right? So the algorithm recognizes people who are adding value. And if you're online posting and engaging with your followers, then your content is more likely to be prioritized.
On to LinkedIn. As a fun side note, we also talked a lot about LinkedIn in episode number 111. So feel free to go back and check that one out if you are a big LinkedIn fan like I am.
Like the other two algorithms, there are a few things here that are super similar. So I'm going to skim over those so we don't sound repetitive. And then we'll focus on what's different about LinkedIn's algorithm. Once again, the algorithm prioritizes native content, engagement in the form of likes, comments, and shares. And your post is shown to fewer people at first as a sort of tester.
So what's different about LinkedIn? Well, if you have been poking around in there recently, you'll have noticed that a lot of personal stories are doing really well on LinkedIn, and that is in part because of the algorithm. Part of that is that if a story or another type of post is doing well within your own network, LinkedIn actually has a human staff member look at it and then open it up to a wider audience. And this is the reason I'm so surprised is this is really unique because it's the only algorithm where there is directly a human involved in choosing which posts to show to more people.
That's wild. We should find that person and then add them on LinkedIn. And
then... I'm up for this. Yes.
Hey, do you mind promoting this piece of content for us? That'd be great. But no, that's a really good point, Haley. It really is the only algorithm. I wonder how sustainable that is, but that's a whole different topic. The last thing about LinkedIn's algorithm is that the key isn't just getting your posts seen by your own network, but by people in your second and third degree network as well. So now that we know all of these things about LinkedIn, let's talk about how to make this work for your business. To start, as you might imagine, the network on LinkedIn is extremely important, whether a brand, page, or personal profile. You want to make sure that your connections are relevant to the type of content you are posting so they are more likely to be interacted with.
Next, capitalize on the personal story sharing that is doing so well on LinkedIn right now. Focus on being open and writing content that will appeal to your community on LinkedIn, and then it stands a way higher chance of being seen by people outside of your own network. And then finally, as with the other networks, focus on native content. Don't always link back to your own website because that will not work out well for you. For LinkedIn in particular, they have been really focused on creating a great platform for video, and they're even testing out stories for college students. So we recommend trying to play around with native images and video on LinkedIn.
The last social network on our list today is Instagram, my personal favorite. And we have so many great episodes about Instagram from recent weeks. So go back and check those out if you're interested in learning more about Instagram and stories. Now, Instagram's algorithm does have one main similarity to the others, and that's that a post is shown to a smaller group first. But other than that, we have a whole lot of differences to share. To start, the content category that a user tends to interact with the most by liking, commenting, viewing, or sharing will be shown higher in their feed. So genres of content could be things like memes, fitness posts, quotes, pets, etc., which I thought was pretty interesting.
One great thing to note is that if you're working hard on creating great hashtags, that is a part of the algorithm for the explore pages. So more people will find your content that way. So keep up the hashtagging. People are also more likely to find your content if you post consistently. And what's neat is that the longer someone spends looking at your content, the more the algorithm likes your content. In fact, the more people that engage with your content, the more each of your following posts later on will be more credible in the eyes of the algorithm.
That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like those hashtags are huge and definitely encouraged. And then sort of similar to Facebook, but if your post is shared via people's direct messages, then that will also get your content ranked higher by the algorithm. And then finally, if you're putting in work and engaging with your audience via likes and comments, that will help drive views and engagement to your Instagram profile. So let's talk about what to do with all this information. Again, a big thing here is making your content engaging and engaging with others. If you can hold people, you know, to look at your post or your profile for a longer period of time, it will help your ranking and credibility.
Plus, if you can make sure that the types of posts that you're engaging with fall into the same content category as your own posts, that like that whole thing we just talked about with memes, fitness, quotes, pets, that will only help drive people who already engage with this kind of content your way. So that's a great thing. And then last but not least, keep posting consistently and regularly, since that does help with the algorithm as well. We do allow you to schedule posts to Instagram directly through Buffer. So if you're worried about spending too much time on Instagram, trying to post regularly, we've got you there.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are now available on the Buffer blog at blog.buffer.com with a complete transcript. As always, if you ever want to get in touch with Haley or myself, we're always here for you on social media using the hashtag BufferPodcast. You can also send an email to us anytime at hello@buffer.com.
Some really great shows coming up in these final few weeks of the year, so stay tuned, and we will see you next Monday, everyone.